and it'll persevere and it'll stay there. And the Bible says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. See, that's what I'm telling the devil this morning. I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. Folks, we're living in the end times. We're living in the 11th hour, if you please, of the coming of the Lord. And we don't have time to go there, but you see it, you know it, we all know it. We're living in the end times. And I've come too far to quit. I preached a message that I didn't start to quit, and I'm not going to start quitting now. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them which are called according to his purpose. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Say it one more time. If God be for us, then he goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Distress? No. Persecution? Famine, no. Nakedness, no. Peril, no. Sword, no. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, we are persuaded here this morning, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As you stand with me, you know, we get old spiders around the house every once in a while. You probably do what I do. Get the broom out up in the, and somehow they'll get in the corner and they just want to stay. You've got to knock at them two or three or four times. As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. See, the ant this morning teaches us in recapping to prepare to meet the Lord, because winter's coming. Eternity's coming. And he's coming soon. The coney says, seek refuge in the rock. And the locust says, let's get some unity and cooperation about us. And the spider says, let's hold on. Let's hold on till eternity comes. Four things upon the earth this morning that are exceedingly wise that we have talked about. I hope there is something that I have said, or not even me, I hope the Spirit has said it unto you, that has quickened your heart and your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as they lead us in worship unto the King, and as we begin to pray for just a few minutes, we have a few minutes left. So, and as we do, you lift your hands and lift your hearts. And as the choir leads us in song today, I want you to begin to pray all over this building. God loves you today. If you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit, there's all.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. Or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
How good to show you that God is God. Moses wrote the book of Genesis, but he wasn't born until Exodus. You'll get that in a minute. Somebody had to give this to him. In the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, and it reads, and Adam, now this is chapter 4, so this is after chapter 3. Not meaning to be elementary, but I want to tell you, because after chapter 3 in your life, there'll be a chapter 4. Everybody's life Monday morning will start off and. We needed to say that to somebody. Because somebody on Sunday, you're going through the devil. But Monday morning, there will be aim. It means that the story isn't finished being written in your life. It means that trouble don't last. Good God Almighty. If you have any shout in you, it ought to be right there. Knowing that God will, that tomorrow will be a better day. Bible says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare who? Cain. And said, I have gotten a male child. I've gotten a man, and this man came from the Lord. And verse 2 says, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a farmer, was a tiller of the ground. Verse 3. Now, I want you to take the first 9 words of verse 3, and I want you to know that this applies, the first 9 words applies to everybody's life. The first 9 words in this chapter of Genesis tells everybody's life. It tells what you are and it tells what you aren't. It says are you with me yet? And in the process of time, it came. In the process of time, everything gonna be told. It'll tell what you are. It'll tell what you aren't. In the process, it'll tell whether you love God and whether you don't love God. Are you with me yet? It's gonna tell whether you're real. In the process of God took something, preach Reverend Turner, he took a tool and formed it to where it'll tell on all of us. Process of time. In the process of time that Cain brought of, are you with me yet? Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, follow it carefully, and Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto who? Verse 4, here's where the text is going to take a turn. You got to follow it. Because, and Abel also brought of what? Of his flock and of the what? You got to follow this thing. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, and he not only had respect unto Abel, but he had respect unto Abel and Cain brought an offering in verse 3. But watch this. God didn't accept Cain's offering. He brought an offering. But look at verse 4. There's a distinguishable difference between the offering that Cain brought and the offering that Abel brought. Cain brought an offering in verse 3. But in verse 4, y'all gonna help me preach this morning? But in verse 4, Abel brought the firstling and the fat thereof. The very best of the offering. And verse 5 says, and Cain, in verse 5 says, But unto Cain and his offering, he had no respect, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you walking? Why are you angry? And why is it that your countenance has fallen? If you do well, shall you be accepted? And if you do as not well, sin is lying at your door, and thou shalt have rule over him. I want to talk to you again this morning about counterfeit worship. And I know everybody is saying, first of all, the grass withered, the flower faded, and the word of our God stands forever. I know that everybody is saying, Pastor, move on. Move on, Pastor. Let's just move on. Let's just get over it. But I want to talk to you about counterfeit worship. Because when we look at today, when we look at worship today, when we look at things today, when we look at how things are going today, there is so much counterfeit worship going on. There are counterfeit bills. There are counterfeit cars. And there are even counterfeit people. Their acts, is what I mean, are counterfeit. There's even counterfeit love. Looks like it. Sounds like it. But it's not real. Watch this. That's what I want to talk to you about. Counterfeit worship. Counterfeit is something that is not acceptable. In our text today, help us, Lord. In our text today, watch this. Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel. Watch this. You will find that every one of them came from God. Every one of them belonged to God. You are going to find that every one of them has a purpose. God does not make anything or anyone without purpose. God had a purpose for you being born. Never think of yourself as worthless. Never think of yourself as rotten. You were made in the image of God for a purpose. For his purpose. And since you are saved, you are created, and now you are, through the blood of Christ, sanctified, washed in his blood, and set apart for God's holy purpose. Are you with me yet? God made man for his purpose. Jesus came along and washed us in his blood and set us apart for God's now holy purpose. We take Peter, we take that scripture, and we just throw it around. And we say, we are God's royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a royal priest. You are just as holy as, what's the Catholic priest's name? The Pope. You are just as holy as the Pope. In fact, you don't have to go to the Pope and confess your sins. Somebody said position. Through Christ, you are in the position where the Pope actually can come to you. You are just as much as holy as anybody else. Don't let anyone or anything make you think that they're holier than you? Because the same devil that messed with them is the same devil that messed with you. The same temptations that come upon them is the same temptation. Are you with me yet? No one is exempt from being tempted, tried, or tested. No one. Watch this. God made us and set us apart for his holy purpose. In this, somebody said, think different. See, that's where we're going. We have to think different. If we keep thinking on the level that we have been thinking for years ago, we're going to stay on that level. The level that you think is the level that you're going to live. If you think on this level, this is the level that you are going to live. You will never, ever climb higher. You will never elevate. You will never be exalted. Because that's the level, that's the only level you can handle. Yeah. Watch this. These people are from God. Eve, Adam knew his wife. Mm-hmm. She conceived. She had Cain. She had Abel. Cain brought an offering unto the Lord. Watch this. Everybody, there comes a time in your life that you're going to have to worship God. What kind of worship are you offering God? Watch this. Cain takes his offering, takes his fruit, whatever that they were, throw them in a basket, put them on a wagon, put them on something, bring it to God. Cain takes just anything, throw it on there. Say, well, I got to give it. I got to go and get a Lord something. But I may as well just give him this. Are you with me yet? Cain takes stuff that he probably had used, shine it up, put it on a basket. Bring it to God. Cain doesn't take what he's cooked that night. He takes what he's eaten that night and what was left over. He brings it to God. I don't know about you, but there are members in this church, there are some of my family members know that I don't like leftovers. I had a couple of them that I've had some bouts and fights with. But they try to tell me, well, Pastor, you can get that. I said, well, I don't eat leftovers. They said, well, you ought to. I had a couple of them to not be so nice to me. And I tell them, I don't eat leftovers. Who do you think you are? I don't eat out of paper plates. I don't like paper cups. The food just doesn't taste right to me. I don't know if it's my mindset. This is the day I'll come up, well, you got to think different. But here it is. One must have standards. One must have something that they live to and live by and live for. You don't stand for nothing. You'll fall. You allow folk to give you just anything, then that is what they will give you. Am I talking to anyone this morning? There is a certain bar that you must set in your life. God has set a bar in our life that we must reach. God, from the beginning, set a bar in Cain and Abel's life that they must have, that they must reach. He was coming up short. Cain gave God leftovers. But come to worship, are you giving God? Is it counterfeit? Watch this. Cain didn't have God in his heart. You must, when you worship God, you must worship God in your heart. Do I have any believers in the house? Let me ask you this. You see, let me first tell you this. There are some things and you'll find in the book of Leviticus chapter 10 that God does not accept. There are certain offerings, there are certain worship that God does. Is anybody with me yet? In Leviticus 10 and 1 and 2, you'll find that Nadab and Abihu, remember we talked about it? They went and offered God. They tried to worship God any kind of way. God sent out a fire. Burn them up. Ananias and Zechariah in the book of Acts, chapter 5. They thought that they could get away with offering and worshiping God any kind of way. They fell dead. First, we have to understand that when we worship God, there will always be a response. Somebody says response. God will always respond to your worship. Remember this. God will always respond to your worship. He'll either accept it or he'll reject it. Maybe some of the things that we've been going through is because God has been rejecting our worship. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. Maybe some of the troubles and trials that we've been going through, maybe it's because God has been trying to talk to us and tell us, I don't accept your worship. You see, there will always be a response to your worship. Either he'll accept it or he won't. In Leviticus, he didn't accept that worship. In Acts chapter 5, he didn't accept that worship. But in 1 Kings 18 and 38, God sent a fire down and licked up the offering. Yeah. He said, that worship I accept. Yeah. Because it was brought to God right. Yeah. Are you with me yet? You see, God in verse 5 and 6, God accepted Abel's offering. He says, I accept it. Will God accept your worship? Is God accepting? What's your worship like? Watch this. The Bible says that Abel gave God the first of his fruit. What's the first of your fruit? When your eyes pop open in the morning, do you give God your first thought? Do you give God your first thank you? What's your worship like early? Am I talking to anyone this morning? Are you giving God the first thought? Are you giving God the first thing that comes out of your mouth? The first thank you? Or are we turning over out of the bed and getting our cell phone? Do we check our cell phones before we read the Bible? Do we go on social media before we pick up? I know I'm talking to somebody. I know I'm in the house this morning. What is our first worship? Do we give God the first fruit of our morning? What's the first music that we listen to? Do we give Steve more than we give God? Do we give Ricky Smiley more than we give? Am I talking to anyone this morning? What kind of music are we? What's going into our spirit early in the morning? What's going into our children's spirit early in the morning? What goes into your child's spirit dictates how they're going to act. What goes into your spirit dictates how you're going to act.